A historically large wildfire is threatening four indigenous villages in southwestern Alaska's Yukon River region. The East Fork Fire is now burning 3.5 miles from one of those villages, and many people have evacuated. As KYUK's Olivia Eberts reports, residents who chose to stay are pitching in to keep their community safe.
Pamela Tai is standing over the stove cooking meatballs in the home she shares with 11 family members. They've all chosen to stay here in St. Mary's, despite the fire's proximity to the village. Outside the kitchen window, smoke blankets the Yukon and Andrefsky rivers.
Make my balls. Balls of glory. Hamburger balls and gravy. That's what's for dinner over rice.
She's been cooking all day. Earlier, it was a big pot of goulash. She donated that to the firefighters for dinner.
I make it with love, honey, with love. So when they eat, they fill themselves up with lots of love.
Many women like Tai have been volunteering their efforts to cook for 130 firefighters, lugging meals to a makeshift distribution center each evening. From there, the food gets sent to firefighters' camps on the outskirts of town. Out on the tundra, firefighters have been focusing on digging deep lines of defense to try to prevent the fire from reaching the 600-person village. Tai's 17-year-old son, Cameron, has been helping too, along with the other men in the community. They're clearing brush away from critical structures so that if the fire does reach the town, the buildings won't burn. The older men cut down trees and the younger ones drag them down to the river. Back at the house, Cameron said doing this work gives him mixed feelings.
It's really good to see most of the community and most of the men that live here work together. It was fun, but it is kind of scary. I just pray and hope that nothing gets any worse than this.
The fire was sparked by lightning on May 31st and has more than tripled in size over the past 5 days. Rick Toman of the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy says this is the biggest wildfire the region has ever seen and the second largest tundra fire in Alaska in over 40 years. He says a warming climate has contributed to this fire's fast spread. Over the past century, the YK Delta has warmed 3 times as quickly as the lower 48.
It is worrisome. And we know that this is going to continue in one form or another. We don't know where or when, and that is in itself scary.
Officials estimate about half the community chose to leave late last week. Evacuation flights were offered to elders and vulnerable people. Others left by boats bound for downriver villages or fish camps. So far, evacuations have been optional. Elder Mike Joe Sr. is Cameron Tai's grandfather and meatball cook Pamela Tai's father. His recliner is parked in front of the TV. He's watching local news.
Estimates on the fire size have more than doubled since yesterday.
He says he wants his family to stay as long as possible because he thinks leaving would be hard on the kids. But he says it wasn't an easy decision. He gestures out the window.
I don't think nobody wants to see smoke and loneliness out there, to not see your neighbors and your friends out there.
He says he's prepared to evacuate if the fire reaches his backyard.
We got the boats all ready to go and all our grub, everything.
Most of the family's possessions are packed in their boat at the harbor. Their food is next to the door, staged in 5-gallon plastic buckets with handles they can grab easily in case they need to run out the door. Their plan would be to boat across the Yukon River and camp out until it's safe to return. For Here and Now, I'm Olivia Eberts.